Good Saturday morning, guys, and welcome to another episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. I'm your host, Colvin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Group. And beautiful, yes it is, North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat. Because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower. Yeah, you know I put that focus, that emphasis on power our community through financial literacy and real estate education. Guys, we are legacy building. That is what we do. As I always tell you guys, when you're out there making things happen, you're doing things for and within your community, not just for today, if you will, but for the yet tomorrows. Guys, we want to put a hashtag on that thing that says that you're a legacy building. Our word teaches us to leave an inheritance for our children, our children's children, our children's children. Children and so forth and so on, guys. This thing got to go. It got to keep going. And guys, that is what a legacy is. And we want you to build and prosper within your legacy. That's what we want you to do. We want you to give back to the community. So guys, look, as always, social media, Facebook, YouTube. Guys, I want you to stay tuned because we got a few things in the mix. So next month, stay tuned for a few announcements, guys. We kind of take this thing to the next level. But guys, look, I don't want to take too much away from today's extra special guest. Look here, next month when we have the drums in the studio, guys, we're gonna get the drum, we're gonna get the red carpet, we're gonna get that photo backdrop, guys. We're gonna look like the Oscars and the Emmys and all them things around here, because look here, we have none other today with us than my guy. That is my guy, that's my dude right there, Fred F.A. Johnson, on the line with us. So look here, and Fred, hey, how you doing this morning?
We are doing wonderful this Saturday morning. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
Well, look here. If you don't mind, if you could please tell them folks what that FA stands for. Because, see, sometimes I think they forget.
So FA stands for Fixed Assets. That's Fixed Assets Johnson. Because, like you said, it's about legacy building. We've got to start thinking from economic empowerment perspective. How do we create assets, leverage assets, and pass them on to the next generation? And, you know, people look at different parts of the scripture, but I always like to go back to Ecclesiastes 10:19. A feast is made for laughter and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things.
Oh, hold on. I'm over here stopping this morning. You said money made for what?
Money answereth all things. Woo! So it supports whatever else is most important, what needs to be done, which is why on the church side, and I don't get started on faith base this morning, but they say bring the tithes into the storehouse, because they recognize that it takes that in order to build and move forward. Okay. Salvation might be free, but ministry is not.
Whoa, look here. Hold on. That was some AME coming out of you this morning now. Yes, sir. So look here, you know the people will get beat down. Somebody will beat you down with the scripture. They'll tell you that the root of all, that money is the root of all evil. They'll keep telling you that over and over again. But see, they don't read the whole thing to know on the backside what you just said right there, that money answereth. Woo! They don't see. Look here, they ain't ready for that this morning. Well, look here, we can't bust them too hard.
All right. Well, I just said, because I'm gonna leave it alone. But when you say when the other part of the scripture, they talking about the plans that I have for you. If your vision is too low, you can't see what's in front of you.
Oh. See, look here. So look here, guys. We got to give. I gotta plug a quick shout in here to Terry Bass. You know, the producer. And look at an all around guy over at WJNI, guys, and in Kirkman Broadcasting. Great guy. And he talks about and speaks about empowering and ministering to others. And guys, that's what we seek to do here. So FA, I don't want to get as we look here. We got to keep this going. But look here, today we want to talk about what it is that you're doing. You are behind the scenes. You know, you ain't always on the forefront, but you show enough always in the car. You know, you might not have the steering wheel, but you got the map, you know, on affordable housing here in the low country and other parts of the state. You also work in some other areas in other states as well. But guys, look, FA, tell us what you are working on, like the projects and things that are going on right here, affordable housing in Charleston.
Sure, no, I appreciate that. The affordable housing in Charleston is such a critical issue. It's so important. And we're fortunate that we have a mayor and city leadership and county leadership that understands and provides different tools in the toolbox to figure out how to get that done. And one of the things going on right now, today, to be able to see, let, live, and touch it, is we're having an open house for one single family house that is being financed and generated through a new land trust model to allow even more affordability, to provide a different tool and a way of getting into a house and purchasing a house. So we do ask and encourage that anyone who's able to go by 963 Battery Avenue at Battery and Fifth Avenue and take a look and understand and talk to the folks that are there for our community open house and get the understanding of how is it that we can create homeownership when it provides a methodology. Folks may not have down payment. They may have some other challenges, but how do we crack that case? And I've been personally on a education campaign going around trying to talk about affordable housing in general, but also how this land trust model factors in. And as you know, we've got it doing the same model up in North Charleston, up in the Rosemont community, just trying to find different aspects and different places of the neighborhood and the community to give folks that entry door, to crack that door of home ownership as a point of beginning, because everybody's got to start somewhere.
That's fair. That's very fair and very true. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, so guys, you know, FA was just saying to you all, you know, we have, and it's going on right now. So if you're in the car, you're in the West Ashley area, or you're close enough where you can, you know, kind of quote unquote jet over there. If you drive like I do, it'll take you about 5-10 minutes. But if you can get close enough to get over there, go by 963 Battery Avenue. Guys, we're playing double duty today because FA and I are in other places. But we want to make sure we get this word to you. And we're going to be over here at this house as well. I'm going to be there today as well. But guys, go by 963 Battery Avenue. I'm over in West Ashley, okay? And that's on the corner of Fifth Avenue and Battery Avenue, right across the street from the park that's over there. And go by and check out this house. And FA, if you don't mind, tell our listeners a little bit more about the house.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Beautiful recreation of a historic house that fits the character of the neighborhood. So it has that old school feel to it. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, all of the modern amenities, breakfast bar, large open straight floor plan. So it's a beautiful house. It sits under a magnificent tree. So it has tremendous tree cover, and it is a corner lot. It is just really a beautiful house. And I ask y'all to, like I said, go by and take a look. You know, it's too easy for people to say, oh, one day, but let me tell you something. These resources are scarce. Yes. They're actionable, but they're also perishable. So, you know, we've already gotten word that some of the partners that we work with to provide down payment assistance are running out of money. And so then, you know, we still have other programs that we can access to help people with down payment resources. But it just emphasizes that, you know, we're getting late in the year. We want to put some people in houses before Christmas, man. Think about it. Home for the holidays. Yes. Sitting around your own house having holiday dinner. You can invite folks over. You're not worried about trying to go slip into boyfriend's house or grandmama's house. Come on over to my house.
Yeah. And see, you know, FA, you touched on something very, very meaningful there. Because oftentimes, you know, we as real estate professionals, oftentimes we're talking so much about, you know, down payment assistance and programs and this and that, that people have this mindset that, okay, there's an unlimited fund there, you know, that the resource is not, you know, does not expire, that it doesn't run out, that it doesn't perish, as you said. And, you know, we did just, guys, you know, just this week, one of the down payment assistance programs that we are very familiar with and we've used on some of the other purchases with these properties has ran out of money. So now they got to wait, or we got to wait to see when they will get more money or more funds to provide down payment assistance to borrowers. And guys, look, there's other programs. You know, you all know, we talked about earlier this year, the Palmetto Heroes program that State Housing does. And that is a fund that's limited and it runs out usually within within a few weeks or a couple of months or so. And guys, that also came and went quickly this year as well. So we want to encourage you to act now. So FA, you know, if you don't mind, tell us, and you know, he may mention, you know, for our listeners, you know, this is his house is a recreation. So when you drive up to it, it's got the wrought iron, you know, it's got brick columns and wrought iron railings between the brick columns. It's got a painted porch and it really fits the character and looks as if it was a house that has been here in this neighborhood. It's not, you know, some big monstrosity, if you will, or you know, but it's a solid construction, brand new home, you know, built you know, to the specifications and character of the existing neighborhood, it really fits in. But FA, if you don't mind, tell our listeners what other projects that you're working on in the area where they have opportunity, guys. And this house, guys, on Battery is still available. So please hurry, because it won't be available long. We know that. So please hurry. But FA, what other projects are you working on?
Sure. I appreciate that. And, you know, I've touched on briefly the projects up in Rosemont on Bertie Garrett. And, you know, it goes back and demonstrates how strong this market is that as soon as we put projects on the ground, they move so fast. But I encourage folks to go by 923 and 921 Bertie Garrett and just take a look at the quality of what we're doing. And again, trying to hit different models. While the one in West Ashley is a 3-bedroom home, those are 2-bedroom units. So we're trying to diversify and serve, you know, all the folks. But, you know, I started off, from the faith-based perspective, because, you know, that's just part of, I feel, the calling and anointing on my life from a faith-based perspective is to make sure that our churches are involved in economic development and affordable housing. But the pastor's organization is building houses out in Hollywood. And the first house that is under contract out in Holly Grove near Baptist Hill High School is shows exactly what, you know, the type of house that we're doing. Again, 1,600 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 1-car garage, 2 porches. Again, an excellent open layout between the kitchen and living room for comfort. And, you know, our goal is for the end of the year to get started on the next one right down the street in the same subdivision. So, you know, even someone who may not necessarily want to be in the city itself, the faith-based community is actively working on putting things together in the other parts of town. So I just mentioned that one in Hollywood. But we also recognize that not everyone is ready to be a homeowner. So, you know, we're working with our existing churches to create rental housing to leverage the existing properties and that the churches have to create additional rental opportunities. So working with St. Luke's Reformed Episcopal, New Israel, as well, and looking to create some rental opportunities as well. I mean, we certainly want everyone to have the opportunity to buy a home, but everybody's not quite ready. So we're trying to just serve the entire community.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So for our listeners, guys, look, we got Fred F.A. Johnson, Fixed Assets Johnson, to those who know and love him, I'm on with us today on Exit Strategies. Guys, I want you to hold tight, guys. We're up on our first break. I want you to flip that flapjack, grab that serpent. If you got some cane patch in the cabinet, you know what to do. Holler at your boy because he's coming through. But hold tight. We're going to be right back for the next half of the show.
You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market. It didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759. Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com.
And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colvin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty, Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina, guys. If this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, or ma'am, are in for a treat. Our mission is very simple, very, 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 very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. We are legacy building. That is what we do. All right. So, guys, look, if you were here for the first half of the show, you know that we are doing some good things out in our community today. All right. You know that we are up at 963. Yep, come on down the right side of the keypad on the phone, 963. That's where we at today. Battery Avenue in West Ashley. Guys, we're over there at that house, new house that was built for the right buyer, the person that is looking for an opportunity to own a home who has been quote unquote denied, well, actually been delayed, but they thinking they've been denied. This is the home for them, an affordable home opportunity to be captured and seized upon in our community, guys. And we want you to come on out. So we've been talking with our friend, our partner, and guys, we're out there today. We've been there since 10 a.m., going to be there till 1 p.m. today. Please come by, view the home, ask questions how you can buy this home or one of the next ones that's being developed, guys. We want to get you on our waiting list. We want to get you in our pipeline so that we can help you to attain home ownership. Home ownership is within your grasp if you reach. And sometimes, guys, if you feel your reach is short, guys, we're going to give you a little bit of a lift and help you get there. That's what we do. Look, that is what we do. We help people. You know, I'm always reminded, guys, you cannot serve someone and serve yourself at the same time. You got to humble yourself and others in order to serve others. And guys, that is what we're doing. We're reaching out to help you to attain what it is that is for you. All right. So guys, we want you on deck today. So Fred is with us talking about that project. Right before the break, guys, he was talking about housing down in the Hollywood community. That's being developed as well. So Fred, I want to kind of bring you back in again. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you today?
Doing great. Doing great. I appreciate it. And you are absolutely correct. We are here. We are available. We want to provide the education, the information about affordable housing, about homeownership, about new tools that are available for us to, whatever your situation is, figure out how to get you positioned. So let me just share a little bit of information and knowledge that we're getting ready to start sharing with the community at large, Corwin. Yes, we are here at 963 Battery Avenue. You know, I want you to see the quality of construction, the features and things of what we're able to do to kind of help get people in these homes. But I also want to share, even if you think your question about timing and get positioning, I will say the time is right. The Charleston Redevelopment Corporation is financing another 40 units in West Ashley at the Bermuda Point subdivision. So you say it's one house. I'm not going to necessarily drive over there, go look at one house, but this is an opportunity to find out about another set of homes that are coming down the pipeline. We're putting in we call the infrastructure, the water, sewer, all that stuff that has to be done before we can start building those houses. That part of the work down Ashley River Road is underway now. And by the beginning of the year, we'll actually start coming out of the ground with, like I said, 40 townhouses. And then shortly behind that, there's another 78 townhouses in West Ashley. So the Charleston Redevelopment Corporation will be putting approximately another 100 units of affordable housing in West Ashley, in the community. And we want to make sure that folks are aware of that. So today is about one house. It's about us trying to serve the community, but it's so much bigger than that, because this is about the pipeline of where we're going to provide as many people the opportunity for home ownership.
So thank you so much, FA, for that. And one of the things and challenges, well, matter of fact, let me ask you this. Let me frame this as a question, quote unquote, in your arena. What's the biggest challenge that you think exists as it relates to the development, creation and development and sale of affordable homes?
Oh, do we really want to talk about that today?
Well, look. So let me tell you. Let's go ahead and pop the can on this can of worms now.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna say it this way. I know I'm gonna step on some toes, but as one of my preachers said, I'm just gonna shoot this arrow. If I hit you, it's not because I'm aiming at you. It's just because you're in my way. So let me just say this. Certainly, the cost of construction has been insane, and that is a serious barrier to keeping these projects affordable. But like I said in the opening segment, our mayor, our city council members, our county council members, our leadership, our neighborhood leadership of the neighborhood organizations, they are doing all of what they can to put these opportunities out here before us. And it is very tough. And like I said, there's, you know, especially in Charleston, you have so many regulatory things to deal with between stormwater and all kinds of technical issues about getting housing on the ground. But at the end of the day, we can tend to be our own worst enemies. And what do I mean by that? We're trying to serve the entire community, but there's some segments of the community that are underserved, but they're not doing their own homework to get ready to take advantage of these opportunities. And that's when I say, I mean, I'm not trying to aim at somebody, but we got to get ourselves ready. And that's that preparation part. These homeownership education classes are important, because in order to get some of this down payment assistance money, you got to show that you've taken these classes. So when people show up and say that the programs aren't available, they couldn't take advantage of it because they weren't prepared to do it. So that's why coming out to Battery is important today, is how do I get ready to get myself lined up to be in position to get one of these 100 or so townhouses that are coming right behind this house? Well, you got to do your homework now. It's time to prepare.
That's fair. You know, and so to kind of, you know, piggyback on that a bit, you know, for our listeners, for those of you who have, maybe it's you, maybe it's somebody, maybe you're a parent and, you know, you want, you know, your child to have an opportunity that you didn't have, you know, something along those lines, guys. One of the things that we have to make sure that we do is that we get ready. It's easy to say we want a particular thing, but are we prepared to receive it? You know, I'm, you know, I show up at somebody's house and I'm hungry, but I ain't bring a plate. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes you gotta bring a plate. Sometimes we show up and we act like the thing is supposed to, you know, be like a restaurant, that they give you a plate, they give you a fork, they do everything short, put everything on the plate. They do everything short of putting the food in your mouth. And, you know, guys, you know, these kind of opportunities are taken advantage of by the people that show up. They hungry, they got their plate, they got their fork, you know, they got everything else they need. They just need somebody to help them by putting opportunity in front of them on the plate, and they gonna eat. And that's where you all have to be. You all have to, you know, act differently. We, you know, if you don't mind, you know, kind of take you along the path of a conversation we've had. But, you know, we get a lot of pushback as we do these projects at times about, you know, where they're located at. You know, I get that from agents. You know, I don't necessarily get it a lot from the consumer, but about where they're located. So, you know, to understand affordable housing, you got to understand that, guys, you have to find an opportunity in a location that works. And then you got to get everything else to line up. So, you know, it's not that it's, you know, sometimes these opportunities present in areas that, you know, may not be the most desirable, but if they're the most desirable, you couldn't build an affordable project. Am I correct?
But Corin, you're absolutely correct. But the other part of that coin, which goes back to the opening segment I said about vision and your line of sight, is there are times when we are trailblazing and we are going into a particular place or location that in 5 years is going to look real different. In 5 years, the pricing is going to be different. And so we're providing opportunity now to be a part of creating that change. And that's where it becomes so important to have that vision to see where things are going. And so that's why I kind of harp on the preparation. That's why I like working with you and your team, because, you know, you've got the patience to work with folks and to understand the hoops that it goes through. I mean, you can't ask for $10,000 of down payment assistance and not expect to do some additional paperwork. I mean, that's just part of that challenge that comes with it. But if we're willing to invest and provide a $20,000 subsidy as a part of transferring the property, yes, it takes a little bit extra time and a little bit extra paperwork, but do it. It's worth it. It's worth the investment. And if we can help provide that capital to the underserved community, we want those folks to benefit from it. We want people to be able to move out from where they are. And the truth of the matter is, if I can, without divulging any particular buyer's name, but we're preparing to close. I mentioned on that house in Hollywood, that mortgage owner or house owner is going to have a mortgage less than the people down the street are paying in rent. And I don't mean just their principal and interest. I'm talking about their taxes, their escrow, all in, their monthly cost to own that house is going to be less than some folks are paying in rent for the same size house. That's why people need to come out and understand how these programs work and why getting access to these resources is so important, because this is not going to be above the fold on the newspaper.
Exactly. And that's very fair. You know, the old adage, if it bleeds, it leads. Unfortunately, these are the stories that end up buried somewhere in the back and maybe a small clip. But in all actuality, this is what empowers and helps our community to move forward versus keeping us stuck and hindered, you know, or either reverting, quote unquote, to the past. We want to empower people, and you empower people by giving them ownership. You know what I'm saying? You know, we always talk about.
You put the emphasis on that word power when you opened up. You said power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So this is how you empower people. You make them stronger so they in turn can help someone else. You know, it's not always about receiving. You know, you got to give. The Lord gave. You know what I'm saying? You know, he puts us in a position to give to others. So we got to do that. Now, sometimes we feel we don't have enough in our cup, but this is an opportunity for somebody to pour in your cup, so then in turn you can pour into someone else. the children of homeowners become homeowners. The children of renters typically stay renters. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we want to empower and encourage people into ownership. Into ownership is what we want to do. So, FA, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I mean, I know, you know, as you said, people who are in their car, getting ready to get in their car, that are moving around. One other thing is, you know, somebody who's been thinking about saying, one day I want to own a house, pick up the phone and call them and text them and tell them to come by.
There you go. There you go. Exactly.
Come see by. It in action.
Yeah. See the reality, because this is somebody's reality. And if you miss your opportunity, then shame on you. And you need to make sure that you look to be present the next time the opportunity presents itself. So, FA, thank you so much for being on with me this morning. We're unfortunately quickly coming to the end of our show. So, FA, if you don't mind, you know, please tell our folks, the listeners, where they can reach you at to get more information about the projects and stuff that you're working on.
Sure, I appreciate that, Corn. Thank you for having us out today. We appreciate it. Come on out in person. If not, you can reach out by email. That's F.A. Johnson. That's Fixed Assets, the initials, F.A. Johnson, at charlestonredevelopment.org. So Fixed Assets Johnson at charlestonredevelopment.org. Please shoot me a line, stay in touch, reach out. We do not mind, you know, we are here to help. We're here to serve, and we take that seriously. So please feel free, get in touch, come by, see us, and go from there.
Awesome, awesome. Well, F.A., thank you so much for being with us today. To our listeners, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and getting this information today. Please join us again over 963 Battery Avenue. Guys, we got Terry Bass over there doing a live remote today as well. So please stay tuned for all of that, guys. And most importantly, as I always say to you, please, 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 one, be safe. But number two, guys, I love you. I love you. I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in them streets.